What's up, K-State Nation? This is Eddie Greer, your host for the Purple Project Podcast, folks, covering all things K-State athletics here in Manhattan, Kansas, where yours truly lives here in the middle of this Midwestern state, folks. If you're new to the show, welcome on board. Of course, you can find the Purple Project Podcast wherever you get your podcast, whether we're at Apple Podcasts, Odyssey, Spotify, and a few more other podcasting platforms as well here. And I am recording this, oddly enough, before the Braves kick off their postseason series against the Philadelphia Phillies, the National League Division Series. It's literally a division series here, as both these teams coming out of the NL East, and they're going to kick off here very shortly here. So when y'all listen to this later on this evening, we're going to know who took game one of this series here. My team here begins their title defense, back in April, but now it really begins now here against a pesky Phillies team who just took care of the Cardinals in that wild card series in two games. So we'll see. Anxious to get this thing rolling, so we'll see what happens. So I'm recording this 20 minutes before first pitch, and I'll be listening to this game via radio here, folks. Real quick here, this is going to probably feel weird because this is, as of today, the men's golf team, this is, they're right now competing in day two. We're recapping day one. Here, this men's golf team off to a terrific start. They're coming into the day this morning. They're two strokes off the lead. Of course, Kate, you were wondering where they're at. They're playing in Corvallis, Oregon, for the Oregon State Invitational. The Cats enter today's play, the final day of this tournament, I believe. I think this was a two-day tournament, but this is day recap of part one. Two under par after day one, 71, par 71 on the 7,384-yard course out there at Tysting Tree Club Golf Club yesterday as well. K-State began this event putting down a one over par 285 first round. And then, of course, prior to this, play was suspended due to darkness on the course there as well. But at the time, the Wildcats were currently three under par with three to four holes left in that round. Of course, those probably already, as of now, have been completed. I don't have the stat sheet ahead right now, but I'm recording, as I said, I'm recording this right up till the first pitch of the Braves in Philadelphia and Atlanta. So I'm pretty sure that first round out there in Corvallis is officially over. So they had to finish the first round this morning. In the second round is going to be kicking off, well, should be kicking off if it's not already in progress there. As well, checking in with Grant Roberts, who just got a contract extended over the weekend. He said, quote, "It was a pretty solid day for us overall." He goes on to say, quote, "The greens are firm and the pins are tucked, so it's pretty difficult to get a lot of birdies. Looks close to the hole. I like the spot we are at," and he should. This team's pretty good. I've been harping over this team, and I know the football team right now, this is a bye week for the football team, so all eyes should be on this team, this golf team. And, oh, by the way, this podcast is probably the only K-State podcast that puts up daily content. So you want daily content out, you want to keep up to date, of course, with football and basketball, you know we're going to have that. But you want other sports updates like volleyball, golf, men's, women's golf, women's soccer with a big win over the weekend. Pro Project Podcast is the place to subscribe to that as well here. Three Wildcats after that first round are in the top 10 as coming into the second round, including Nicholas Mason, who is tied for second place overall, three under there as well. Mason shot a one under par 70 in the first round, sitting at two under in this round. In the second round, that actually puts him a stroke behind Javier Barcos of Utah for the lead there, as he is going for his first championship title, tournament title as well. Obviously, Cooper Schultz, Luke O'Neill are in that category. Cooper Schultz earlier this year at the Wildcat Invitational. Mason trying to get it done here this afternoon, and this lineup is so deep. And I can probably relate it to the Braves here. This men's golf lineup that Coach Robbins has this year is so talented. this is why they have a shot at getting past the regionals this year. Because of the lineup, top to bottom, anybody can get hot on any given invitational or postseason tournament. So that's huge. So again, I don't have the sheets ahead of me right now, all that other stuff. We'll get that all that cut up once they're done tonight, and this will be part two of this week postcast there as well. Lawrence Schreiderin is tied for fourth place. He's also, as I'm recording this podcast before lunch hour, 2 under par. He shot a 1 under par in the first round, par 70, and thus far he is still sitting 1 under par through the second round as well. Both of them, Mason and Schreiderin, both have 8 birdies, and that is definitely going to get you up there in a team picking order when you can knock down birdies like that on the greens. Y'all wondering where Will Hopkins is? He's 1 over par 72 after round one there. He's still 1 under par. Tim Tillman's there, 3 over there as well. He's tied for 29th there, I believe. Hopkins is in the top 10, actually, in 9th coming into the second round, or still is in the second round, or whatever. But yeah, Cooper Schultz is the plus in question here. Shot only 4 over par, 75 in the first round, and then improved 2 over there as well. So he, at the moment, is 51st right now. That's your go-to guy. This is your September men's golfer of the month. We talked about this on this daily podcast last week. He was just named that. So a little humbling there as well. Like baseball, this sport can humble, and men's golf especially, whether it's college or professional, it can humble. You can have a really good big-time tournament, and next time you know, turn around and have a difficult one. So that's what Cooper Schultz is going through right now. Very rare performance there. So K-State's going to go over the hump in the team for the team title. They need a little bit better from their guy, Cooper Schultz. Luke O'Neill also is competing in this individual tournament. He's tied for 16th, 1 over par there. He shot 71 in the opener round, and he's sitting right now 1 over in the second round as well. Like I said, if they can pick it up from Schultz and O'Neill and continue to get that constant effort from Schreiderin, Nick Mason, and the rest of those guys, they're sitting pretty good right now. So really kind of the surprise is Cooper Schultz, the way he's down there in the standings right now. But yeah, absolutely looking forward to see what they do. As of now, they are well in with the second round there as well. And of course, the final round will be after that. So who knows? As I'm putting it into this postcast, they could be in the final round right now. So this is a 3-round tournament. They were completing the second round as of now and should be getting already in their final round. So again, I don't have everything in front of me right at this very moment of time here. But yeah, so K-State is sitting in a situation where they can possibly come out of Corvallis winners. They're sitting right there. So we'll see what happens. Again, we will come back here and record the results here a little bit later on, probably after this baseball game is over. Yes, I'm gonna be too much into this. This takes priority over this podcast, but I had to get it in before game one got rolling. So there's where we are right now with the men's golf team here in the final round of the Oregon State Invitational there. K-State, as I working with the information that I have, sitting in the top 3, second in team right now, and Nicholas Mason battling to win the individual title in this Invitational. The Pearl Project Podcast, get it wherever you get your podcast. That is going to do it for this PPBD edition of the show. Make sure you keep it locked. We got a lot more K-State sports action coming your way. I know this is their bye week, and I am lining up a guest since this is a bye week, so I don't have that confirmation on that yet. I'm hoping to get one more request out there before the day ends, and we'll see how everything lines up for that. But we will have a weekly, which will be episode 125 of the Pro Project Podcast as well. So definitely, if you have a K-State friend out there who loves their cats and wants more opinions on sport, on K-State athletics, definitely make sure you have subscribed to the Pro Project Podcast. And, of course, my co-host Alex Aiden out there for the weekly show as well. But if you want to follow me, more K-State action, definitely can hit me up at Eddie_EG3. Again, at Eddie_EG3. Or is it 3G? I don't even know my own Twitter name here. I can pull that up real fast here. And that is not what I want. That's also not what I want there. Let's see. Don't know my own Twitter name. Oh, okay. So, at Eddie_EG3. At Eddie_EG3. You want to DM me a message, or you have a question, or you want a question for a podcast, definitely want to hit me up there as well. We have been bad at giving out our Twitter handles, so definitely you want to follow me for more K-State coverage, or you're a big Brave fan like myself, you can follow me there at Eddie_EG3. DM me as well. You have comments about the show, you want a question, you want to put yourself on the podcast with a question, you can feel free to do that as well. Men's golf, K-State men's golf, sitting in second place right now. Final round, well on the way, out there, the Oregon State Invitational. Stay tuned for more coverage of the Purple Project Podcast. Go Cats.